Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Bring you another naive broadcast of the Echo Chamber getting to their bottom of what happened at the Capitol on January 6th. For the most part, the proceedings attempted to investigate claims based on the Democrats' perception of what happened by spinning outright lies.
Rioters, they're waving Confederate flags, they're hanging nooses on the front lawn, they're verbally assaulting a Jewish reporter outside the Capitol, saying, "You are cattle today." That refers to cattle cars that used to transport Jews to Nazi death camps during the Holocaust. This violent attack on the Capitol featured followers from the anti-Semitic QAnon conspiracy theory. So, Mr. Conte, on January 4th, Metro Police Department arrested Enrique Chirillo, leader of the racist anti-Semitic Proud Boys hate group.
For the record, the Proud Boys are not an anti-Semitic white supremacist organization.
So the irony here is that I'm an egalitarian, I'm an anti-racist, I'm a pro-gay, pro-women's rights individual, the same punk rocker I was when I was 18, but now the Nazi skinheads I'm fighting are you social justice warriors!
I started a men's club called the Proud Boys, and we have one caveat, and that is you have to be a Western chauvinist. Now, liberals are lazy, so they hear the word chauvinist and they assume male chauvinist, and that's why I use that word, because they're too lazy to look it up, and it just means a nationalist, a patriot. And you have to think the West is the best. And it exploded.
But much like the Charlottesville hoax,
You got a lot of bad people in the other group too.
This might be today the first time the news networks played those full remarks in their context.
The immigrant children in cages deception, the desperate and bogus impeachments of Donald Trump, or the continuing numerous cover-ups of the Biden crime family, most of the Democrats' case was based on fear-mongering fiction and gaslighting.
In Virginia, we've seen these kind of anti-government extremists take to the streets of Charlottesville in 2017, resulting in the death of Heather Heyer. We see the same kind of groups come to the forefront on January 6th. I think this is an ongoing threat to national security. This is a real ongoing threat. I can tell you from our intelligence committee that we've seen that many of these groups have connections and ties to anti-government extremist groups
in Europe. Community.
The Capitol staff, particularly the custodial staff, is made up of many people of color, particularly men of color, who were targets, obviously, of this racist, bigoted mob.
That's ridiculous.
The images of the Confederate flag, of the gallows with the rope and noose, typifies the horrible history of lynching in the South and throughout the country, set deep fear among many of us workers. I myself witnessed when I went down to the Capitol at about 7:30, about 2 to 3 men of color mopping the area, the blood from where the shooting occurred right outside the Capitol. And so I want to know what's being done with these workers that are traumatized. And first of all, sending them down there right after this horrific attack was somewhat troubling to begin with.
People who were dealing with blood were trained in biohazards, and so they had all the prerequisite skills to deal with the biohazards. The janitorial staff and the laborers who were vacuuming and cleaning up the glass, they volunteered.
There is still no timetable regarding opening up the Capitol grounds to the taxpayer, but there is plenty of talk about fortified plans for emergency fencing and the installation of...
Since this report came out yesterday, they've added more security because somebody heard there might be a militia somewhere.
full report on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Well, Andrew Callahan, the host of All Gas, No Breaks, is in studio straight ahead. Stay with us. March is here, and we're running a special for only 1 week. Store-wide free shipping up to 50% off on our best-selling items. Free shipping on storable food till this next Saturday and 10% off. Do you have any idea that most of the cost of storable food is the shipping? That is the best deal ever. Only till this Saturday. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 50% off. Turbo Force, the 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Ultra 12, the best vitamin B12 out there. Take it out of the tongue. It's incredible. 50% off. All of it free shipping. Huge deals on gravity-fed water filters. Amazing deals on all of our products. I'll be frank with you. Stuff's so bad. Things are so out of control. I'm trying to sell them everything so we actually have funds inside our coffers to keep operating if they shut our shopping carts down. We're under a major globalist attack, not because we're the enemy, but because we're standing between you and the globalists. The globalists want to bankrupt you. They want to enslave you. They want to depopulate you. They want to force inoculate you. Fund InfoWars, and we'll take action against them in the fight. No Breaks. It reaches tens of millions of people a week. Great guy. Big up-and-comer, too. And he doesn't seem like an effete leftist or a right-wing racist. And so he's right at home here. He's producing an amazing hit piece against me that we're very happy to be a part of. I'm joking. But it's good to have you. Well, you got to attack me a little bit. Denounce me as a piece of filth or you might get in trouble. Because I like you. Just call me a horrible, the worst person on earth right now.
What do you want me to call you?
Call me a piece of filth.
I don't want to call you that, man.
No, no, no. You're going to get banned if you don't. Say, I hate you. You are Hitler. Then you'll be all right if you do that.
All right. You really want me to say it?
Yeah.
I hate you, man. You're Hitler.
Good. Now get up and hit me in the face. I'm going to let you do it.
I'm not going to do
just
it.
Just slap me. No, 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 no. You will not get, they'll let this get 50 million views if you do it. Just come over here and say, you are bad. I am good. Slap me.
Dude, no way.
It's all right.
I don't want to slap you.
This is your hand then. Bad, Alex.
You mean hit you in the head?
Well, I'm not a masochist, but or sadomasochist, but the point is. Is that, no, Zuckerberg and others said you can only speak to me if it's in a negative light. Now, that's an official pronouncement. That's not a cult or anything. That's not tyranny. That's good. So just, so you don't get in trouble because I like your comedy, just denounce me. Just say that I'm the lowest form of filth.
I don't know, man.
All right, you're going to get banned. Okay, not a thought criminal, folks. All right, I apologize. I wanted this to get, just say you're a despicable person.
Yep. Okay, let me say it.
Well, the algorithm doesn't know. It's a computer. Just say, you are filth. I hate you. I'm here to expose you. Garbage.
No, man. I don't want to say it.
Alex Jones is garbage. Alex Jones is filth. Alex Jones is bad. Just say it. It's easy. Once you say it a few times, it gets easier.
Alex Jones is bad?
That's good. And say, I'm here to expose you.
I'm here to expose you.
Okay, good. Good to have you. Hey, I love your show. It's super funny, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I thought, and I believe you, that some of it had to be staged, but if it's not, this is incredible what you're going through.
Thanks. No, it's all real.
So tell us about yourself. How did you start All Gas, No Breaks?
Well, when I was like 19, I hitchhiked a lot around the country. I wrote a book called All Gas, No Breaks about hitchhiking, and then gradually turned it into like an Instagram show.
Just look right over that racist camera right over there.
This one? Is that?
Yeah, it's an InfoWars camera, so it's racist, too. Go ahead.
I'm on it.
That's a little baby Hitler over there. Like a little Cyclops Nazi. Go ahead and talk to him.
I can't believe I'm on InfoWars.
You're in a cyclopsy and Nazi operation. Just please continue.
Oh, yeah. So, hitchhiking. I did it as a kid. Started making videos where I interviewed people on the road. I live in an RV.
It's fun.
It's fun.
And the model of what you do threatens the system. It's way better than the big budget stuff. It's all great. I've been watching your stuff since it started coming out. It's all funny. What's the funniest thing you've done?
Probably the Bigfoot convention that you liked. I mean, it was just like so weird. Like we were going through like rural Minnesota, like middle of nowhere, and we see this sign in this small town called Home of Bigfoot, like one of those small towns that's branded for Bigfoot. We see this sign, and it's like Bigfoot Annual Festival, like next week. So we went to this motel. And there was a motel owner who was like an adamant Bigfoot guy. And he was like, we know this guy named Abe, who's like seen Bigfoot a bunch of times. So we waited in the small town for 7 days, convinced him that we were Bigfoot enthusiasts, which I guess I am now. And then we went on to the forest and almost found it.
Well, I thought those guys were the best actors I ever saw, but I guess that's why, because it was real. They were not joking.
No,
like I think they were like, I can't make the noises.
Yeah, a lot of people are really serious about Bigfoot. Do you think that there's any possibility?
No. We got people all over the country. We got surveillance. We got traps everywhere. If there's 8-foot gorillas running around, we'd have seen them.
Well, they say the Sasquatch brain is so developed that they can pick up on human thermal energy, so they know when to hide behind trees because people are close.
I mean, that famous thing is if you got a gorilla suit, dude, it's like a cheap gorilla. I should stage a Bigfoot deal. Maybe I should come out next Bigfoot deal and I'll be in the Bigfoot outfit.
You'd have to get really hairy.
Speaking of hairy, you used to have short hair. I like the hair now.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I've had to stop washing it, you know, because...
I'm not normally gay, but I kind of like to run my fingers through a little bit.
You can touch it if you want, man.
Is there... can I touch it? All right. Well, yeah. All right, folks, I'm coming out here. I don't know why I'm... Let me just touch it a little bit.
Yeah, you can do it. It's all good.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe Bigfoot's hiding in here, huh? Bigfoot, are you in there? Like you said, maybe there's a microscopic Bigfoot hiding in your hair.
You never know.
By the way, that hair really smells like shampoo. You've been keeping that hair clean.
I wash it once every 3 days, but I don't wash it too much because then the curls will kind of get, like, messed up.
Well, now Alex Jones has run his hands through your hair.
It's a big achievement.
Well, only because Bigfoot might have been in there.
How big can your hair get?
It's falling out, so it's not probably very big.
Is that from stress?
I don't know, man. I'm an alpha male. I probably live about 65, 70 if I'm lucky.
What does it mean to be an alpha?
Got a big heart. It's got a lot of blood pumping through it, brother.
What does it mean to be an alpha male versus a beta male? Like, what are the characteristics?
It just means that the light that burns twice as bright only burns half as long.
So beta males live super long.
They tend to, yeah.
So when you see, like, a really old guy, you're like, that guy. Like, a 100-year-old
guy. Most of the really badass dudes I knew died about 65, 70, yeah. Damn. Some of them go longer, but usually, yeah, they're burning the candle.
How do you think you're going to go out if you had to pick one way?
God loves me. I'll probably die in my sleep.
You don't want to have like an epic death, like jump off the tallest building?
No, like a Viking and having a battle. I'm so fat and out of shape, I'm getting my ass kicked in a berserker battle.
You used to be buff, though. I saw a picture of you when you were like in your teens. You were super, super jacked.
You want to work out with me today?
I'm going to.
I got addicted to working out. I used to run 6 miles every other day, worked out 5 days a week. And people were like, hey, dude, you'll be bigger if you don't work out 3 hours. And I was like addicted. So, I mean, I could do like 80 pull-ups. Like, perfect. Now I can only do like 3 of them.
You ever do yoga or Pilates to get everything stretched out?
I need to. I mean, I've done a little bit of yoga here and there.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, mainly, I'm a big fat. That's me just a few years ago. I wasn't as fat as I am now. That's me at about 250 on the horse, and that's me at about 180 pounds right there. That was me at 18. That's like a 30-year-old dude, and that's me at 18. Some guy took a picture of me at the thing. I don't know how they even found it. They put that in the Chronicle.
You look great, man.
Well, I need to get in better shape, so you do some working out here. Enough about me. Let's talk about your hair. Mm. That is some hair. Could I, like, run a little space kind of up by your ear, just right over there a little?
Yeah, you can have some of it. All right, do you wish you had it?
I do. How would I look without hair?
I think you look pretty good.
Would the girls like me?
You might be able to post a video online. You know what I mean?
All right, enough of me. We want to go deep into what you do. Deep. Let's go to break, though, with this. This is a Bigfoot clip. The whole episode is incredible. You can find it on YouTube. All gas, no brakes. Here is the Bigfoot clip.
This is pretty much the pheromone of a female great ape while they're on their menstrual cycle. A female gorilla, a female orang that are on their period. And Bigfoot is a great ape as well. So hopefully this will entice them or intrigue them.
How did you get this?
Actually, I got this from a guy.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how I got it.
Sasquatch pheromone chimps. As far as our genetics go, we're what, about 99% related to a chimpanzee or something like that. It's not too far off to say that we can't breed and breed with them. There has to be hybrids in order for their species to be able to thrive.
Hopefully we get a young one coming. That's what we're looking for.
The craziest part about that night is, so that old guy, like, so the younger guy,
there's bugs everywhere.
The buff younger guy, like, he has spent his whole life trying to find Bigfoot, never found it. The old guy claimed to have seen Bigfoot, and they got really pissed at each other at the end, because the old guy was like, I saw him when you weren't looking. And then the guy was like,
I've seen the report.
You've seen
it. Usually clips are the best part. That doesn't give justice to the report. This is insane.
The whole thing is definitely immersive.
Well, I'm always being accused of being into Bigfoot. I love Joe Rogan. You know, he actually did a show on Bigfoot, too.
Really?
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the host of All Gas, No Breaks, Mr. Callahan. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
No breaks. Really funny stuff. And I envy you because, you know, my wife's family's from Omaha, and she's not against Omaha. It's a nice town, nice people. She's like, why do you want to do a road trip this spring to go see family instead of go fly there to see family with our daughter? And I said, I've only driven to the Midwest a few times. It's cool.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weirdness.
Oh, damn.
And like, no one explores that. And so you've done that. So let's talk about the lockdown, your experience the last year. You've been all over the 50 states, or I guess the 48
yeah.
contiguous. You have really experienced a lot.
Yeah, I guess the lockdown is like, feels like there's like separate societies being created along the lines of bars being open and restaurants being open, especially for a young person. Like, you know, I remember like, you know, we'd be in Oklahoma in the middle of COVID and it'd be open, and then different states were closed, and that leads to just like different types of social life, like less cohesive. Like, for example, they've been having like we went to a mud wrestling event in like Missouri in the middle of the COVID, and no one gave a shit. But then you have other places.
Really, notice the states that didn't do the lockdown on average had lower death rates.
Interesting.
I can show you the graph.
Yeah, sure.
They can pull it up. I mean, it's crazy. What do you think of Texas reopening? I mean, it's been a year. It's supposed to be 15 days to cut the curve, remember?
Mm-hmm. I was in Austin, actually, when the lockdown first hit. I was chilling here like exactly about 1 year ago when all the bars officially shut down.
Man, that was surreal to get on the highway. We have horrible traffic here. There was like no one.
Yeah,
I got to work in 10 minutes instead of 30 minutes.
Really? I remember those days. I think I'm going to make a video on 6th Street this Friday or something like that. Go out at like 2 in the morning, because I'm sure it's going to be crazy this weekend. Like the first party weekend in Austin with no masks. I want to talk to people and like canvas public opinion.
Well, the left saying, oh, and the CDC director, she says keep wearing your mask.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have them trying to impose on the state like, oh, no, no, this crisis isn't over. Keep wearing your mask.
Did you ever wear one?
95% of the time I go in, people leave me alone. And when they do, I start educating them. Because I don't get mad. They go, sir, put your mask on. I go, here, let me pull you up a statistic and a video here.
Mm-hmm.
Then I give them like a great reset video. And I mean, I do it. And usually they go, I know who you are, Mr. Jones. I agree. I work here. They're threatening to fire me. And I go, well, then quit. And I say, leave me alone. And I go do my shopping. My wife doesn't wear it. My 3-year-old daughter doesn't wear it.
Mm-hmm.
My son doesn't wear it. My older daughter doesn't wear it. And so, no, I notice it's a status thing. I like walking to a hotel, no mask. And almost, they say nothing.
I mean, also, especially if it's in Austin, like, you're Alex Jones. So, like, if you're walking around with no mask.
Well, that is part of it. But when you see, like, Democrats or Trump, they're not wearing them either. It's like a status thing. Like, you're like, so it's a leadership deal. I think, number one, you know they cause bacterial pneumonia, the mask. They don't work. It's all a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
So why do it? It's a sign that we're in a crisis. It's a sign that we're in an emergency and we need to be locked up in our homes. Have you seen Israel and the freedom bracelets?
No, what's that?
They make you wear a bracelet now when you fly back to the country, like an ankle bracelet, but it's on your arm.
For what purpose? Just to say that you're back?
Just to make sure you don't leave your house while you're on quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
It's a giant exploration. So tell me, what's your big takeaways? What's your favorite state?
Ever? Well, I mean, you got to take a few things into account. There's like the social element of the state, so if cool people live there and you like the bars and the scene. There's also like natural beauty. I mean, natural beauty overall, California, you know, cause I love the desert and the mountains and the beach and all that shit. You can get that in one place. Florida for sure. Socially. I mean, I'm like 23, so you can probably imagine the kind of stuff we get into when we travel. So probably Florida, Central Florida.
I'm proud of Florida. Florida has just been screw you. That has some of the lowest COVID numbers.
There's never been COVID in Florida. I mean, I was there. We were in, what, where were we at? We were in Orlando like a month after the lockdown, and it was like party every day.
Where are you headed after Austin?
I'm actually not sure. I have a lot of footage to edit, so I'm probably just going to, you know. What I'm thinking about doing is putting a camper shell on my truck and just doing it that way. Because the luxury of an RV is kind of getting in my head. I start to feel like a aristocrat, you know what I mean?
No, it's not aristocratic to have a little RV.
No, it's 36 feet long. It's a Winnebago.
I've got an RV. Out.
Yeah, but
I've got a 36-foot Winnebago.
I want to get to my roots and just keep it a little grimier. Like,
is it elitist? I have a 36-foot Winnebago that I ever have time to use.
That's possibly elitist. I mean, given the scale of road living, like I would say the most badass thing would just be like a truck with like a camper shell on it, so you could just pass out in the back, no AC, take a shit in Walmart every day. I think the Winnebago with the pop out is relatively elitist. Yeah.
Well, I mean, compared to the overpriced housing, it's a pretty good thing to live in.
Austin is insanely expensive right now. Everyone from California is moving.
Yeah, it's become L.A.
Is it full-blown L.A.? Or is it?
I knew I was in L.A. last week when I'm driving home and I look over and Joe Rogan is in his truck right next to me. And I look at him and I roll the window down and wave at him and he doesn't recognize me. He gets mad, rolls his window up. I call him. I go, hey, it's me. He goes, oh, hey, we started talking. But, I mean, that's how crazy it is. Like, Joe Rogan, and I saw a couple other movie stars last week.
Who'd you see?
I don't want to get into it. They live by me. But, I mean, there's a lot of them here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like L.A. now, and it's just, they're here to hide. I get it. I just don't want them to bring their L.A. here.
But hasn't Austin,
Joe wants to get away from it.
Hasn't Austin always been liberal? Like, Austin's like a blue dot in Texas, right?
Yeah, but now Austin's like a California toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Like just all the bad California stuff. They got Dallas. They got almost at L.A. They got Austin. They got Houston. They got San Antonio. I mean, it's we're going blue, brother.
Do you think they're going to go?
Average Texas is like, it'll never happen around here, boy. California used to be red as blood.
Do you think all these like transplants will move back to California after the country opens back up? Or you think it's like, are they just here to like blow off some steam and not be in the lockdown society? Or do you think?
Oh yeah, California will come back in 20 years.
You think it'll take that long?
Well, here's the deal. They're emptying California and New York out for the migrants, who they then politicize that they didn't have to invade the rest of the country. So I'm not against the migrants, but they're being politically brainwashed, politically used, politically controlled. The thing is, I can talk a lot. I want you to talk.
Dude, I'm more of a listener, you know what I mean?
No. Let's go to your next clip here. Let's go to, we played Bigfoot, which that doesn't even do it justice, folks. It's such a funny episode. Watched it three times, and I don't watch anything three times. Area 51. Here's a quick clip from your Instagram.
What are your thoughts on the aliens, man?
They're here.
They're here.
They're here right now. They're walking among us on two legs. Human-like. Oh, yeah.
How do you spot a human-alien hybrid?
I think it's the smell. They buy Axe at the grocery stores because they think that that's what the human teens want. And the human teens, they disguise themselves as that. Look at this means of conveyance. Now look at that right there. Is that human? Because if you had an alien scent about you, you would cover it with Axe.
Do you plan on raiding tonight, sir?
Oh, I've already been in.
What was in there?
They're in there. They're in there. Totally. Yes.
Well, anyways, man, thanks for the interview. Good luck.
Meanwhile, Area 51 is a toxic waste dump for like radiation and chemical weapons. They got some hidden skunkworks planes there, but it's not even one of the most secretive bases. So how do you think it became the base they all obsessed with?
There was a dude named not Bob Lazar. There was a different guy named Glenn Campbell or something like that. You know that little town right there called Rachel, Nevada?
Yeah.
Like 53 people. This guy is one of the reasons that it was popularized in culture as the alien hotspot. He lived there for a long time, and he was a hardcore, like, tinfoil hat alien dude. He published activity there, and it just became this big tourist destination. I don't know, like...
The original political correctness. You can't say... The poop word, an Anglo-Saxon word, SH-T. You can say every... imagine the Norman. Your words are gross. Your words are banned. That's political correctness now.
Attention radio listeners.
We're shooting this on the evening of Monday, March 1st, 2021. And in just 6 days, this Saturday,
the biggest sale ever on storable food is going to end. Because of the ice storms, the problems around the country, our big supplier, highest quality storable food at the lowest price, My Patriot, is giving us the best deal ever. Free shipping on all of their storable food, and that's a big cost of storable food is the shipping because it weighs a lot, and 10% off on top of it. You won't see this deal come along for a long, long time. You've got until this Saturday, the 6th of March, 2021, and then contractually they have to end the sale because they have hundreds of distributors, and they're getting mad that we're undercutting the price, but they decided to do this, so it's exclusively available. There's a few days left at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com takes you right to specials. All their food, all their packages, 1 month, 6 months, a year, it's all PrepareWithAlex.com. Take advantage of it now, and it's see InfoWars.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Show, big hit. It is really the toast of the town. It is the, what do you call up and coming when it actually comes? But that's what's happening here. I was just during the break getting you a LaCroix because you wanted one, and then I couldn't find a paper cup for you, so.
I could just drink it straight out of the can.
It's not cold, though.
It's fine.
I had to go across the warehouse and get it. No one will bring it to me for days. I'm not mad at the crew. I just beg, and I please have it. You asked for the same. Now you get it, see?
I get to have it?
That's a whole. You get it now. Go ahead. This is a big moment here. I'm out of breath. I just ran like 500 yards to get this for you. There we go. Meanwhile, I go running into the break room to try to find a paper cup and ice. I did find the ice. But no cup. But that's okay. Because I'm going to run to the convenience store next year in the next break. By foot. Maybe I can get there. But I saw Cuomo crying on TV, so sorry, and it's so fake. He's such a thug. He's so out of control. Everybody hates him. What do you make of this Cuomo thing?
What did he do again?
He sent people with COVID purposely to the hospitals to kill old people to get a high death number. And it turns out he's been threatening everybody, journalists, and sexually harassing women, like Pepe Le Pew.
That's like the perv cartoon character.
Yeah, it's the skunk.
Yeah, no, I mean, is Cuomo crying on TV right now?
I think they have it queued up. Here, go ahead and roll it.
Wait, is that him harassing someone right there?
I don't know what it is, but I mean, talk about a cartoon character. I don't think Pebble Pew is a cartoon character. It's this guy. Yeah, go ahead and roll the clip if you found it. He's live right now in a press conference. Here it is.
Totally on this. First, I fully support a woman's right to come forward. And I think it should be encouraged in every way.
Man, this is good.
I now understand that I acted in a way that made people feel uncomfortable. It was unintentional, and I truly and deeply apologize for it.
That boy.
I feel awful about it.
He starts crying.
And frankly, I am embarrassed by it. And that's not easy to say. But that's the truth. But this is what I want you to know. And I want you to know this from me directly.
A comparison right there?
I never touched anyone inappropriately. I never touched anyone inappropriately. I never knew at the time that I was making anyone feel uncomfortable. I never knew at the time I was making anyone feel uncomfortable.
He's a scooper.
And
that's your bag of ice.
I certainly never
Bill Murray over there
meant.
Yeah, I can only ever look at the people doing the sign language in his press conference.
All right, that's enough. Hey, you know what this really is? This is them diverting from the 16,000 dead old people. You know that's what this is, right? Like, they went, oh, my God, we're in deep trouble. We murdered all these people. Letitia James is investigating her. She ordered the old people to have the COVID cases put with them. So now this is their desperate attempt to make, oh, he's going away not for killing old people. He's going away for COVID. He's going away because of Me Too stuff. What do you think?
I don't know, but he seems like inhuman on TV.
He doesn't come off very human.
No, like he's talking super slow.
He was, I am very slowy. Sounds like a cartoon character.
But he's just talking so slow, man. It's like, I've never even talked that slow. And I've talked really slow before.
Well, they're all so manipulative, they go take like NLP classes and stuff.
Like,
and all it does is make them completely illegitimate. But hey, look at him right there.
Is that a real picture?
No, that's him and the new Health and Human Secretary, Deputy Director.
Oh, merged.
The one that's a little obsessed with children's peepees. Well, what could go wrong? You know, it's a dude in a wig. He says a 3-year-old should have sex changes.
Who said that?
That dude. I mean, that
lady. I was like, that's me.
No, that's stunning. Is that you right there?
No.
Is that Cuomo?
He looks good. I'm not going to lie.
Would you marry? Would you date her? Him? That?
Yeah.
Would you date him?
Yeah, he's got power.
Oh, really? You feel really powerful, like,
well,
dating a Cuomo in a blonde wig?
Well, just dating Cuomo, period. You have access to so many, like, elite networks of New York socialites. You can go to any restaurant you want.
I would pay a lot to not go to those restaurants. You realize what mummies those people are?
Mummy?
They all just, like, go, they all pose each other, go, and, like, Anderson Cooper, all of them, like, going to restaurant, go, oh, God, it's so good to be here. They all just go, the whole time while they're eating. You realize these are the worst people on earth? You don't want to be anywhere near these people. Is that a joke?
Who do you think is the worst living person?
Bill Gates. Yeah, he's about as bad as he gets.
Second.
Anderson Cooper's pretty bad.
Who's the best living person?
I would say my mama.
Besides your mom?
There's a lot. I don't know. There's 7 billion plus souls. There's a lot of good people out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good people. I can't judge that. I'm not omnipresent. I just know that when I look at Bill Gates or these people, I mean, these are bad people.
Yeah.
These are not good people.
You know, Bill Gates had the Seattle Park Service build him a public park in his house that is, like, technically built by the city, but that no one can go in besides him. He has, like, his own park, and no one knows about it. I'm from Seattle.
No, I didn't know that. Tell me about it.
He's got a secret park. I didn't realize until recently. But, like, that's pretty evil, you know what I mean?
Tell me about it.
Well, he's got a park, and no one knows about it.
And that's what he likes is they want us all off the streets. This is beautiful for him.
Where do they want us, you think?
Dead.
All of us?
Yeah, they want most of us dead, yeah. You ever see his TED Talk where he said we got to reduce human carbon down to zero?
So that means no people.
Yeah, no people. Yeah.
Just him?
But it's not creepy or anything. He just runs all our health programs worldwide and everything. He's been kicked out of 34 countries. But, yeah, he wants to. He also said get rid of old people, too.
Have you met him before?
No, I've never met Mr. Pink Sweater.
What would you say if you met him?
I have no desire. He's not of this world, my friend. He's not.
Do you think he's, like, not biologically human?
No, he's biologically human. He's dimensionally overtaken.
How many dimensions are there?
Well, there's 12 in our analysis.
Mm-hmm.
But that's 12 of this. Obviously, everything folds over itself, so there's a lot of subdimensions.
Which dimension are we in right now?
Physically in the third dimension.
What? You said physically. Where are we spiritually?
Well, the mathematical equations, and most analysts believe, the brain can go to about the sixth dimension.
Mm. What is the difference between the sixth dimension and the third dimension?
Well, you can actually walk through the dimensions. It's in mainline science. But the sixth dimension, to try to describe it, is that you're able to basically see and understand the dimensions of anything to the sixth dimension in the universe you're in. But you can't, like, till higher dimensions start controlling those dimensions. Like third dimensions, this table, two dimensionals like this paper, one dimensionals, yeah. This type on it. And so, you know, like fourth dimension, it would just be, you know, aware of larger circumferences, larger systems that integrate together.
But because we're in the third dimension right now, physically, we can't contemplate or understand what the next one would be, right?
Exactly, because we're always in, basically, temporarily focused on the dimension we're in.
Damn.
But the system wants to keep us in the third dimension. And in fact, it wants to lower us into an even lower dimension.
So like 2D? Like SpongeBob?
Yeah.
In that episode? DoodleBob, SpongeBob? Or it's 2D?
I like SpongeBob, yeah.
Really? Even though it's owned by Nickelodeon?
It doesn't mean there's like broken clocks aren't right twice. They don't. I mean, some of the SpongeBob things funny. Like Krabby Patties.
You don't think there's like any programming in SpongeBob?
A lot of it. But mainly, it's electrochemical. It's like it's not an overt message or some of that.
SpongeBob?
It's electrochemical.
Okay.
In that it's lowering attention spans. It's nonsensical. It's jumping around.
Mm-hmm.
And so for an adult brain, you get that. But for a smaller brain, it can cause some neural interface issues in patterns of brain growth, preparing the brain for other higher-level programs.
I feel like Squidward as a neighbor kind of trained us to be hostile towards the people immediately around us. You know what I mean?
I think that's more like a sitcom. Like that's a real character exists, though. We have a lot of neighbors that are like Squidward.
Squidward.
Whatever his name is, a squid guy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Andrew Callahan is fulfilling his destiny. Good to have you here, my friend.
It's good to be here.
I like your comedy. It's not comedy, though. You go out and find hilarious people across. What's your favorite hunting ground for really entertaining people? The Midwest, it seems?
Florida. Yeah, every person in Florida is what they call content.
Why is that? Because I like Florida more and more, man. They've been really fighting the tyranny.
Yeah.
What would you say the spirit animal of Florida is?
That's a really good question. I mean, spirit animal. I'm not too good with, what's your star sign?
Well, I'm an Aquarius.
That makes sense.
I'm talking about Florida, though. What is Florida's spirit animal?
I mean, a flamingo, that's a pretty lame thing to say, though.
Well, no. Is that the state bird?
That's the state bird. I don't know the spirit animal.
We don't care what the government came up with. I'm saying, What is Florida's archetype? What is its spirit animal?
I don't know. Just for reference, what's your spirit animal?
You know, I asked Joe Rogan his. He said he doesn't have one. And it's not name dropping. I think I'm the same way. I don't know about a spirit animal. I don't know. I'm kind of like bear-like a little bit. I don't know.
Definitely bear. For sure.
So what is your spirit animal?
Polar bear.
Polar bear. There you go. That's good. So, you asked me, and you did a really serious interview with me earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
But for 45 minutes before we went live. It was very serious. Mm-hmm. We're not being serious right now. I'll be serious next hour. But U.S. police uncover possible militia plot to breach Capitol Thursday. This is out of Times Herald, AP, Reuters. Here's another one right here.
That March 4th.
New York Post. Yeah, no, the Q people again.
They're not going to do it again.
Well, no kidding. There's like 30,000 troops. But now because 8chan says he'll be inaugurated the president tomorrow, like 20 idiots believe it. Trump, meaning it'll be inaugurated tomorrow. It's not going to happen. But this is an excuse for martial law. This is serious.
What do you think their next prediction is going to be when that doesn't happen?
I mean, these people cannot admit they got conned. I mean, this is globalist insiders did this whole Q thing. I'm so sad for them because so much of what they talk about is real stuff. It's like, you know, Q exposed the New World Order before you. I mean, before Q, nobody knew about it. And it's like, no. So we like wake these people up, but then they like just believe an 8chan board that then gives them BS.
Have you ever considered teaming up with Antifa to like take down the deep state? Like,
the problem is George Soros, the deep state fund Antifa.
Like direct deposits type stuff?
I mean, yeah, we've got some of their documents, yeah.
Each person just like puts like...
No, they'll fund kind of the mothership group in each town.
Mm.
But I think some of the actual Antifa folks might be not bad people. They're just misled. But, again, most of the KKK is led by feds. Even Texas Monthly, 20 years ago, caught like the main KKK group in Texas was run by the feds.
Hmm. Would you consider becoming a police officer?
You know, the system is so political now that, no. I mean, the problem is then they just get kind of not very good people to be the police now.
Yeah.
That's part of putting pressure on the police and to blame police for everything is then to run off the people and then society basically falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, everything the left does is degrade society, undermine it. And then, oh, let's get rid of the police as well. But, oh, the Democrats, they've got private bodyguards. It's like Minneapolis, millions of dollars for private bodyguard 24-7 for the city council who defunded the police. Mm-hmm. So the citizens don't get police, and they don't want you to have guns, but they have private bodyguards. Do you see any kind of paradox there?
Yeah. One thing I was wondering is, like, how do you know that, like, someone on your team isn't, like, compromised? Like, how do you keep...
We've had that happen. But we're not doing anything wrong, so they just make lies up. In fact, I never got to this earlier. I mean, they had top trending, you know, on Twitter yesterday. Alex Jones' secret video, Undercover Hates Trump. It was a documentary I was in, and it's an edited video.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the documentary right here that's like on Netflix, and I mean, or I guess on Amazon.
It's like a censorship documentary or something?
Yeah, yeah. It's you can't watch this. And I said what they said in the film. They just released it and said it was a secret video.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they just released it without, like, the articles and stuff that are in it and said, and they cut off, like, if I was playing devil's advocate or, you know, if I was an immoral person, I would hate Trump because I've been through freaking hell. This guy's destroyed my life. But then I want to say, but I did it because it was the right thing to do. But they edited that part out and put out Jones attacks Trump, hoping Trump sees that or hoping it creates a division. But, I mean, imagine, it's a film out for a year and a half, and it's all over the news, trending on Twitter, that secret video, I'm like, it's lights in a studio like this in Austin, and the guy's talking to me, and that's how dumb they think their audience is.
Whenever I saw a secret video, I thought it was going to be like, you know, one of those like pin cameras and like someone catching you like slipping, but it was like completely, you know, in studio.
Yeah, it's like lights are all there. Like, oh, we found the, it's like cut it to CNN. Look, there it is. The leaked video. It's all perfectly lit, you know, in a warehouse. But it's a film released a year and a half ago. I mean, think of that. And they asked the SPLC last Monday, last week, sent me an email saying, we have this secret video. And I said, I know about that. I said that in the film. I sent them the link to this, brother. They knew it was fake, but still ran with it. What does that say about them?
You asking me?
Well, I mean, look, it's a film out for a year and a half that won film festival awards. They take a clip of it, remove the elements of it, say it's undercover video. It's obviously high-tech shoot with a freaking boom and everything. Mm-hmm. Then they turn it around and say that it's a secret and then edit the video so it sounds like I hate Trump.
They just probably want your clout, bro.
So that's it. They don't even care if it comes out. It's a lie. They just don't just want the...
Well, I mean, you're a hot-button guy. Like, you know, Alex Jones leaked audio. Boy, that's going to go...
And by the way, people think our reviews at InfoWars, I agree, are fake. Most stuff's like 95%. Look at this. They hate that. I mean, it's not that good a movie, actually, because they just put negative crap in there. Turns out there were a couple SJWs that made the film. In fact, speak of the devil, go ahead and play the clip from the film, folks. And then here it is. Alex Jones on leaked video. I wish I never met Trump. Here's what I actually said. Then they edited out what I said and then edited it to be deceptive. Here it is.
Part of me, the selfish part, wishes I'd never met Donald Trump.
It's fantastic business. I don't know if you can see that thing right up
there.
We
can.
But it's doing great business. I hope your audience goes out and buys it as Christmas gifts and everything else. And I just want to finish by saying your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Being sucked into that whole vortex has... It was like selling your soul. Everything I did, everything I was, and everything I was trying to do, at that point, didn't matter how diverse it was. It didn't matter how it was multifaceted. It all became that at that point. So Trump came to get my populist audience, and then he did that. The Democrats saw it as a threat. They attacked it and said that I was Donald Trump, thinking that would hurt him. It made Trump stronger. It made him win the election. And so they understand that Donald Trump is InfoWars and that I'm Donald Trump now. And it's like a ring of doom. We've been merged together into this thing, and they're obsessed with it. If I'd had a target on my back before, when I signed on to promote America's resurgence, to promote Donald Trump, all the attacks I'd been through before were like boot camp. This was the real battle, and that's when it got crazy.
Okay, so that was trending number 7 on Twitter yesterday, except it was the raw footage without music and without me saying if I was being, you know, an immoral person, I would hate Donald Trump. They cut that out, put the part in, and said it was secret video. Is that not incredible fraud?
Yeah, I mean, if you sign the release form, what can you do, you know?
No, but that's what I'm saying, though. It's like... They put a film out with what I really said, and then they put out a clip edited, and then, like, that's the SPLC? Like, yeah.
That's pretty strange. Pretty strange choice of, like, you know, if it's not for that long, it seems like they just, like, wanted some exposure, so just did that real quick.
But that's what I'm saying is, I never try to deceive my audience. Hell, telling the truth is so easy to do. I just don't get writing that headline. That it's leaked video, it's obviously professionally shot. They did a good job shooting it.
I just think the quote doesn't make any sense. Like, why would you have wished you never met Trump?
Well, I'm saying if I was a devil's advocate, what I've gone through, I would wish I never met Trump.
Right.
But they edited it. The edited tape, I'll show it to you, is like, jump, 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 jump. And it's like, you know, I hate Trump.
Did you support any, like, political candidate in the 2012 election?
No, I thought they were both bad.
So Trump was like the first dude that you were like, okay, this is the man.
Well, I knew they didn't like him, and I knew he was a populist. He wasn't perfect, exactly. Let's do 5 more minutes. Man, all gas, no brakes is with us, Andrew Callahan. And you can just type in his name, all gas, no brakes, and you'll find all his great work. And we're having some fun here, but this guy's a great filmmaker, great researcher, he's got a great team. And then we got Steve Quell coming up and so much more. We'll be right back with hour number 3.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news? This week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.